I don't know if you've ever been off-world, but let me tell you, it's alien. You might not think about the sights and sounds that you would encounter out there, but let me tell you, you would think that, ooh, alien vistas and different colored worlds and many moons would be the things that, you know, throw you, but no. It's the smells. They are almost, but not quite the same. I never got used to it. When we stepped into the portal, the sensation is like having all of the cells in your body slosh slightly. It's disconcerting and mostly induces vomiting. Of course, there are a few who enjoy it, get high off the transition, and some weirdos even orgasm from it. Even armies of monsters have their outcasts. But Earth just clicks. It's like being plugged back into the currents of reality. That's what the mages say. I say it's like falling into the arms of a well-known lover. They know just what you like. When we came through the portal, we heard a booming voice saying something about transgressions. We tried Operation Flyswatter, but the missiles either failed to fire or turned into butterflies. One notable exception turned into a bowl of petunias. Our mages tried something. Well, their most ambitious apprentices tried something. You don't get to be senior mages by being foolish or foolhardy. So the apprentices tried something against the figure, and after a few minutes there was quiet. But only because of the ringing in my ears. 10 people detonating into bite-sized pieces is deafening. After that, we heard the rest directly in our skulls. Yada yada yada. Eldritch horrors, yada yada yada. End of the world, yada yada yada. Blah. You know, I've heard it all before. So many worlds, everyone saying, oh, you're gonna pay for your transgressions. Well, hasn't happened yet. The psychics refused to engage, you know, because of the in-the-head thing. After what happened to the mages, and the ritualists said that the moon wasn't in the right place. Huh, the ritualists. They always say something like that when they want to get out of something. It's a cushy gig. Of course, every once in a while they sacrifice a few of the less well-connected members, but a bit of competition is good for the soul. If I still had mine, but, you know, I sold it for a supreme taco platter to one of the Eldritch Horrors in a World 3 conquest pack. Hey, we were on field rations for 6 weeks straight. Tell me, you wouldn't have done the same thing. Besides, the God King ritual should have taken care of them. And it serves them right. I think they use cat meat for in the tacos. Bastards.